भगवद गीता 11.43 पिता से लोकस्य चराचरस्य तमस्य पूज्यस्य गुरुर्गरीयान् तत्समोस्ति अभ्यधिकः कुतोऽन्यो लोकत्रयेऽप्यप्रतिम प्रभाव. सो हियर कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग, कृष्णा इज बीइंग एड्रेस्ड बाय अर्जुना एंड हाउ द डायनामिक of the Krishna-Arjuna relationship has changed is being demonstrated in this verse. So he's saying, Pitasi Lokasya. That you are the father, Chara Charasya, of all moving and non-living beings. Tumasya pujyascha gurur gariyan. Now the father is respected, but then also familiarity that come in the relationship. But pujyascha, they are worshipable, like gurur gariyan. You are greater than even the spiritual master. In fact, how great are you? Natvatsamostya. There can be many different spiritual masters, but there is only one supreme being. That position will be stressed here when he says, Natvatsamostya. There is no one equal to you. Natvatsamostya. Vedikaha kuto anyo. What to speak of anyone being superior to you? Abhedikaha. Indeed, lokatrayopya apratima prabhav. That in all the three worlds, your prabhav, your power, your influence is apratima. There is no comparison with it. So, Krishna and Arjuna, just at the start of the Bhagavad Gita, are friends who are acting as one of whom is chosen to become a charioteer for his other friend. Krishna has become the charioteer for Arjuna. But then, in the start of the second chapter, when Arjuna surrenders to Krishna, Shishyasteham Shwadhi Mam Tvam Prapannam 2.7, at that time the dynamic of their relationship changes. And when that dynamic changes, at that time what happens is Arjuna, from the position of a friend, shift to the position of a disciple. And now, there is a further change. Wherein now he is very apologetic. He realizes that, you know, this is the supreme being. What was I doing thinking that I could be a friend with him? He is the absolute truth. Now we need to know that Krishna's supreme position, Krishna's divinity was not unknown to Arjuna. He had heard about this earlier also. Ahustvam rishayas sarve devarshir naradastatha. As he has said earlier, that what he has spoken now, it's been spoken before. But I have heard it from the sages. Asito devalo vyasa. So Narada, Asita, Deva, Vyasa, all these sages at different times in the Mahabharata have spoken this knowledge, which also included talk about how Krishna is the absolute truth. But in the context of the Gita, that was, and because of the intimacy of the relationship between Krishna and Arjuna, that knowledge was not at the forefront. And even that knowledge is there still, as we'll mention a few verses later, and as was mentioned at the start of the chapter also, Adrushtapurvam, that this particular vision has never been seen before. So in that sense, this awe-inspiring display of divine power is something which is simply incredible. And this has brought Arjuna, in English they're saying, to bring someone to their knees. That means to get them to accept defeat. To get them to accept defeat. So here there's not defeat in the sense that there's no war going on, no war or quarrel or conflict going on between the two. It was simply a mistake. It is simply a revelation, not a mistake so much as a revelation from Arjuna, because of which revelation for Arjuna of Krishna's extraordinary power, and which made him feel that he had committed a mistake in terms of not having done the right, in terms of having treated Krishna in too familiar a way. And so here he is saying that, oh Lord, in the next verse he will ask for forgiveness. But in this verse he is addressing the point of their mutual positions. In the previous verse, it is indicated that when he says Sakheti Matva Prasavam Yaduktam, Hey Krishna, Hey Yadava, Hey Sakheti. So there Arjuna feels that sometimes I thought of myself as superior to you because I was a member of the ruling generation in the ruling family, you were not. But he says, what to speak of I being superior, and no one can be equal to you also. Pitasi lokasya characharasya, that you are the father of all of existence. And then tamasya pujyasya gurur gariyan. So there is a increasing reference of reverence in this verse. So first father, the father is, there is a respect, natural respect for a father in a person, in a family. But beyond the father, there is the spiritual master, Guru Gariyan. And not only the Guru, but you are greater than the Guru. And how great are you actually? That if no one equal to you, then who can be superior to you? So how absurd it was for me to think in any way that I was better than you. What to speak of me? There can be no one who can be better than you. There can be no one who can even be equal to you. Lokatrayepya apratima prabhava. In all the three worlds, your influence is unparalleled. Apratima prabhava. So the point being made here is that Krishna is asamurdhvaha. This word comes in Bhagavatam also, that in asama, there is no one equal to him, urdhva, no one superior to him. God exists in his own category of being as the absolute truth. Now, the important thing for us to know is that we all are parts of the Supreme Being. Now, when we love someone, we delight in the glory of that person. When we envy someone, then we agonize in the glory of that person. Suppose a close friend wins some competition. we'll feel delighted. But if an arch rival wins a competition which we had wanted to win, and far from being delighted, we'll be dismayed. Dismayed not only because we did not win it, but other person won it. And there is devotion, there is great appreciation for the Lord's glory. And with this appreciation for the Lord's glory comes a joy in His greatness. So we feel happy when we understand how great He is. Indeed, we feel that in appreciating His greatness, actually, it is we who are feasting. It is we who are delighting. It is we who are celebrating, because He's our Lord. Rather than we seeing Him as somebody else, we see Him as connected to us, and thus we feel delighted in His glories. And such is the delight that Arjuna has expressed earlier also in the 10th chapter when he said that Vistarena Bhuya Kathaya Truptir Shruto Nasti Me Amrutam. Krishna, please speak your glories in detail, because I want to hear more and more about them. And a similar mood of appreciation will come through here also when he's expressing his verbalization of Krishna's glories. Of course, right now that appreciation is tinged with some fear, through which Arjuna is recovering and will recover fully when Krishna changes from his ghastly form to his sweet form. That will happen in the next 10 verses. Thank you.